can find the key to the lock with Ace Unlocks.
Yes.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I love that song. It takes me back. Unlock the Funk is the title of that song by Locksmith. Now, that's not you, is it, Chris Thorney, who is the owner of Ace Unlocks? That's not you, is it?
That is me.
Oh, you wrote the song?
No.
But I know you're multi-talented.
Just for a minute, though, you believe me.
No. I know, right? And Howard Seaton is here. He's one of our ADX communications marketing consultants.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Top of the morning, Pensacola.
Top of the morning, I know. Yep. Okay, so a lot of exciting things are happening. It's hard not to notice the glow on Chris's face because I know what a huge UWF Argos fan he is.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all beginning now. You got to tell our listeners a little bit about, first of all, about Ace Unlocks,
yeah.
And then tell us about your connection to UWF.
Yeah, so I was walking in today, and, you know, we've covered a lot on the show. Cause I don't know, how many shows have we done? We've probably done like
three, at least a dozen, maybe six.
So I thought, I was walking in, I was like, man, we're not sure what we're going to talk about. I know people, you know, and feel free to call and ask questions about your keys, your key fobs,
850-437-1620.
Absolutely. Anything you want to know, please text in. We will break from the conversation. But I was walking in and Howard goes, hey, because he knows that, the story of Ace Unlocks, we started at UWF.
That's what I remember, yes.
So I was a pretty good golfer in North Carolina, got a scholarship to play down here at UWF.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I was a student there for 4 years. Well, five, because I was on the 5-year plan.
Gotcha.
And I know. We can go into that later if you want.
Yeah, a whole nother show.
So I was a student there, right? I was a student athlete.
Right.
So, because I played golf there for 4 years.
Wow.
And I graduated. I actually started my company from UWF. So I became an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I, you know, of course, we grew the business, and Jenny and I are huge supporters of the University of West Florida. And so for me, giving back was an important thing. So we became, you know, obviously I'm an alumni.
Right.
And we've been donating, you know, various things. Now, when I went to UWF, I'll never forget this. The golf coach back then, he told me, I will never forget this. We were standing at Scenic Hills.
Yeah.
And this has been, you know, 30 years ago. And he said, you know what? I hear we're going to get a football team. I know this was 30 years ago.
I know.
Jake, his name was Jake Johnson. God bless him. Rest in peace, Jake. He told me we didn't get a football team. We had 4,800 students.
Right.
4,800 students. And I remember thinking, wow, that's huge. So our president now, Manny Diaz, just announced that we are over 15,000 students.
Wow.
Triple.
Can you imagine?
I can't.
So
I mean, that's
even
wild
for me to grasp. But, I mean, I've been here through it all and seen it grow.
Isn't that great, though?
And, yeah, it's fantastic. But the big picture right now, and I don't know that it's been talked about enough.
Well, we're going to talk about it.
Is we have, you know, UWF is now a D1 school.
I know.
D1 athletics.
That's
Division
big.
One NCAA.
How about that?
And I don't think people realize what a big deal this is gonna be, not just for UWF, but for our community.
Of course.
It's gonna be huge. Tomorrow we are having our first UWF's having the first football game.
Mm-hmm.
D1 football game.
But you're not excited about it. You're just going to skip it,
playing
right?
Northern Illinois. Yep. No. Yeah, you better believe we'll be there.
Brian dug it up. There's called the Salukis.
Yes.
Salukis, yes. We talked about it on the show yesterday.
Yes. That's a dog, some kind of...
It's a dog,
And it's pretty amazing, you know. It's one of those things. It's a growth thing. You know, people, the colleges, it takes a little while to build your...
Sure.
It's like building a business, right?
Of course.
So eventually these colleges are going to start coming here, right,
mm-hmm.
to play. And I think, and this is, you know, this is the exciting thing for me. It's, like I said, Pensacola and the surrounding area has no idea. But you're going to be sitting around your table having dinner with your kids,
mm-hmm.
or you're going to have friends and family in town. And actually, Howard and I were just talking about this, and he wasn't even aware. And I should have saved it. But there's a no, we've got... the Argos
mm-hmm.
are going to be playing FSU basketball
on
November 29th.
Wow.
So you're sitting around with your family and your friends, and there's nothing to do really. Or you think, hey, let's go walk around downtown because we got a beautiful downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, somebody says, hey, why don't we go watch a basketball game, a D1 basketball game?
Yes, sir.
At the Bay Center, right?
At the Bay Center. I mean, come on. You're going to, and, you know, we're going to have baseball. I mean, there's so many big things.
It opens so many doors.
It's going to open so many doors. There's going to be a lot going on. And I believe because, you know, we're just so rich and we have a beautiful community.
Mm-hmm.
And I just mentioned it, you know, we've got a great downtown. We've got, the people are great. The businesses
are
great.
You know, I love the arts.
Yeah.
Theater we've got and the symphony.
Wahoo's,
and,
yeah, Wahoo's, Wahoo's down there. Ice so you got flyers. Baseball games. You got Greg Harris with the Ice Flyer. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just amazing what we've got
and
going on.
And then there's
on.
That little thing called the beach.
Right. Forget, yeah. Yes. Yeah, forget about it, right? No big deal.
Right.
So we've got good food. We've got great downtown. We've got the beaches. I think once these colleges and universities realize that we're here, they're going to be mm-hmm. begging us. You can imagine what spring training for baseball. You know, we got weather, right?
Oh, so for sure.
All those places from up north are going to come down and play us.
Well, and
everybody.
School of Sports has done a great job. They brought the Sun West Conference here. So they've renewed their contract to come back and have their tournament. So
it's going to be amazing.
So. And you're on the Board of Trustees, I believe.
I am.
That's quite an honor.
Yes. I'm very excited about that. I've actually been through a couple of meetings and really, I've really enjoyed the mechanics of learning. There's, you know, you think you know a lot. I mean, of course, I should, right? I mean, I've been there. But when you really pull back the curtain and you begin to realize and see just how big it is and how far-reaching it is, there's so many cool things that are about to happen with UWF and our community.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't even list them all, but there's right now there's a big push. You know, we've got cyber. We've got there's a lots going on down where we're trying to tie in the kids in the university to the jobs that are being created in our community.
Yes,
because you want to keep that talent. They're gonna come here to UWF. Let's keep that talent at
Let's
home.
Let's not let them go away and get jobs.
So we're gonna have better jobs. Right, you're talking about better jobs, high paying jobs. You know, this is just an exciting time to be in Pensacola. It is an exciting time to be in Argo. So
I'm proud of you.
I am so stoked about it.
You can see his face right now, y'all.
Yeah, it's beaming.
Yeah.
If you've got a question and you want to ask Chris about any of this, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. I know he's an expert on locks, but apparently today he's also an expert on the UWF Argos.
It's just really part of the community, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just woven to the fabric of the community.
Well, let's talk about where they've played. I mean, even that originally played at Blue Wahoos, right?
They did initially, when it first came out.
Yeah, because they didn't even
out.
Have a stadium to play in.
Thank you.
And then they moved to where? The soccer field?
Yeah, they're, yep.
So
and now they're building. Yep, you got, I got a Moret Construction out there just building this massive.
That's
it's just awesome. It's so cool to watch. If you get a chance and you go out there, just go by and see the scoreboard.
I know.
When you go to see this, the scoreboard is just huge. And it's a video screen that's, you know, a high definition video screen. And what I'm telling you, it is the picture and the sound. It's next level. It's epic. You're gonna have a great time.
Well, you know that I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan.
I know.
Okay, so here's the thing.
I don't hold that against you.
Okay, but here's the thing. I've never been to a UWF game.
Well, now's the time.
So you, I'm assuming, have season tickets maybe. You might be able to bring a guest or something.
Probably,
can I go with you one time?
I think we could make that happen.
Experience this.
Yes.
Because the colors are good.
Oh, man.
Your colors are good.
Hey, we found out yesterday it's a whiteout game, too.
Everybody, yes, it's a whiteout game.
It is. It's a whiteout game.
And we'd be remiss in not mentioning that we are broadcasting on our sports radio station.
Yes.
We're going to have Brian Prowitz is going to be the voice of the radio. Mm-hmm. We've got Will Kennedy, who I guess does the TV broadcast.
Yep.
And so that's going to be at 6, I believe, is when it starts.
Yeah, we've got the pregame that's going to roll a little bit before that, but it's on 99.1.
99.1
and 1330.
1330 a.m.
And God forbid you lock yourself out while you're there. But if you do.
If you should get so excited about the game,
okay,
you should leave your keys.
Let me ask Chris a question. In an emergency, since we know you, and we're locked out at the game after the game.
That's right.
Can we call you on your cell phone?
Only if you store the phone number right now.
What is that number? Put it in, people.
Put it in.
850-505-7545.
And I've said it before. I've been a customer of theirs. I've kept them in business for years.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they are very reliable and are available 24/7. Mm-hmm. I have experience. I never lock my car out. I lock myself out of the car at 10 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. I always do it Sunday night around 11. So they are available.
It's never convenient.
As a matter of fact, when you call that number,
yes,
it always answers with, "Is this you, Meg?"
Yeah. That's right.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Not quite. I'm better. They've been teaching me how to avoid these things.
But it's actually, I'm glad you said that, because we do. We answer the phone 24 hours a day.
You don't get an answering machine or click to select four, all that stuff.
And you're not getting somebody, you know, an answering service. You ever call, you know, if you have to, because I've had to call places before. Like if you call a doctor, right? The doctor doesn't answer the phone.
No.
He has a service that does it for him, and then the doctor calls you back. We don't do that.
Right.
You are going to get somebody that knows the community well, that knows the roads. So if they tell you, if you say, how long is it going to be? He knows or she knows exactly how long it's going to take to get there and what it's going to require. So,
and typically for me, my experience has been they typically get there sooner than they say they're going to get there.
Usually,
to be honest.
What we try to do is under promise and over deliver. It's kind of a thing with me. You know, I just tell them, look, this worst case scenario, 45 minutes to an hour. You show up in 20 minutes and everybody's thrilled.
Yes.
You've got a fleet of your techs out there. I see so many cars out there on the road.
Yeah, we got 19 vehicles. 19. So we try, we don't have 19 techs out there all the time. About 10, usually 9 or 10 at any given time.
But whatever's needed.
They vary too. Like we have experts in automotive. And we have experts in computer programming because there's people that
need the
programming of those computers. Then we have experts. Like Bill. Bill Clark does a radio show.
And let's plug him real quick. Bill does the Auburn War Eagle Weekly, which starts tomorrow on our sports station.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
10 to 11, so that's a shameless plug.
Bill
would do that if he
were here. I'm going to need Bill to plug me now.
Just kidding. You better.
Got to reciprocate. Okay.
We're always at war because he's an Auburn fan. That's right. I'm an Arkansas. Generally, we get dusted off pretty good.
I still love Jenny anyway.
I know. Hey, Jenny, one of Jenny's best friends, a Georgia fan too, so you're...
Well, she's got class. She knows how to pick them. I know she's laughing if she's listening.
I'm sure.
I love you, Jenny.
Love you.
So let's get back to the topic here so that we can make sure that people understand who you are and what you do. Ace Unlocks, really, with all kidding aside and sports and everything else, when you get locked out of your vehicle or your home, it's not a laughing matter. It's very serious, and these folks have been here decades now, very dependable, will show up.
Yep.
And I want to tell you something that I thought of the other last time you were here that I didn't mention. I never felt unsafe.
Good. That's how we want.
You know, when you're sort
of
vulnerable when you're there,
when
I got locked out of my house and I'm sitting there and it's dark. Yeah. And when the person showed up, I felt like I could breathe a sigh of relief. I felt safe.
It's one of the first things.
Something that maybe we have not talked about.
It is. It's one of the first things we train the guys to, right?
It's scary.
If people are calling you, especially if you're answering the phone, they're generally calling you at a pretty low point. They're like they're at a place where they're not comfortable. They're always somewhere else, right?
You're embarrassed,
right? And it's so
you're just embarrassed. How did I do this again?
And the other people, and a lot of times people think they're the only ones that's ever done this.
Mm.
It's funny. They're like, you know, they'll even call. I cannot tell you, and it'll happen today. It'll happen 20 times today. Somebody will call. We'll answer Ace Unlocks, and they'll say, "Do you make keys?" And you know seems, but I tell the guys, look, don't make fun. That's not, you know, they're upset,
right?
So that's our job, is to soothe and comfort and elicit information so that we can get them so we can get the right guy out at the right time, so we can get them on the road as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me when I tell you, that's an art, because like I have good dispatchers. I do.
Right.
The guys are good at it.
Calm people down. You're almost like a therapist in that moment.
They are, yeah.
Or an angel. One of the two.
And all the techs are actually good dispatchers too, believe it or not, because especially the veteran techs, everybody, every single person that's working for me has answered the phone at one time or another. Yes. And it's stressful. You sit, it's like strapping into air traffic control because you think, you know, you wouldn't think the phone rings that much, but it rings, you know, 250 times a day.
What?
Sometimes more.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of times people will people will call, and some people just want us to come out immediately. Some people call and ask for information and then call back. And then, we're going, our shop's going to answer, but by the time we answer the phone and then do, you know, callbacks, we're going to make 400 or 500 calls.
No kidding.
Every single day.
That's incredible.
And their job is to stay calm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's generally what they do. They're really, really good at it.
That's great.
You know, I noticed that. I come in, it's a quick pace. It's organized.
Oh, it's chaos.
But it's busy. It's organized chaos.
Right. It is organized chaos.
Yes.
Well, and the thing to remind our listeners, too, is we've talked a lot about, you know, car keys and things like that, but you do a lot more than that. You've expanded your services over the years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've
had. Give a sense of the other things that you do as well.
Yeah, we definitely
you do commercial.
Have. We do. We do for businesses and residential. So, and, you know, the dawn of keypad locks and all the apps and all the stuff like that, we've kept up with that. So we can also do stuff for your home if you want a lock installed that doesn't require a key, although I don't recommend that. I think keys are the ultimate backup. You always want to have. I think you should always have a key to your car or a key to your house. That's a real key to your house to get in. So and you know, that's the stuff we do. We'll make those recommendations. We'll just still do whatever you want, but you know, so we do homes. We also do like I said, we do businesses, commercial, and then, you know, as far as cars, we ended up expanding to programming PCMs and ECUs and body control modules in cars because, in 1992, the average car had, I think, one or two modules in it. And now if you were to go buy a typical car, I mean, I just drove, I'm in a 2026 Hyundai that Ace Unlocks just bought. And that thing's got like, 27 modules in it, and it's a tiny little car.
Wow.
I got in my buddy Brian Williams Cadillac the other day, made a key for it, and I was looking at the module list was so long, it was 2 pages.
Oh my goodness.
So I counted, it was like 91 modules or something.
Oh my gosh.
There's a module, so you have to program these things.
You have to have the computer background now, which is something maybe you didn't have to have 30 years ago.
Yeah, because you have to, think of it, your backup sensors, all those cameras, all that stuff has to be programmed.
Wow.
All of it.
There's been a couple of times I've been by, and Jenny, I said, where's Chris? Jenny, he's going off to continuing education somewhere.
I did, yep. That was, so I did some, and that was really fun for me too, and I'm actually going to do a call as soon as I leave here. We're going to go open up a safe, but that was I did the continuing edge for some for safes, and which is one of the places where, in my opinion, we kind of lacked a little bit of, I say a lot, but you know, we've caught up, and you know, there's pretty much, I don't want to say, as long as it's not some crazy European Israeli safe that has glass and all that stuff in it, which you rarely see. Like, you'd see something like that at Beret Jewelers, where you know, the vaults and the, you know, so that locks down if you even touch it the wrong way. But yeah, typical gun safes and anything that you hold for fire safes and stuff. So we can now get into those and service them. You know, if you forget your combination, if the combination quicks work, and if there's a mechanical failure, we can get into those now. So.
Okay, so one of our listeners, I love this question, someone after my own heart.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Okay, when it comes to safes and other things, do you still find that people are using combination locks?
Interesting question.
Yeah, because I was sitting here thinking, too. I thought, golly, you know.
And again, I will say to you, this is my opinion now.
Okay.
I still think a combination lock is better.
Interesting.
And yes,
Why is that?
And the answer is yes, because they are mechanical and they don't require batteries.
Oh.
They don't require solenoids. They don't require anything that that is electrical. Generally, has a higher failure rate than something mechanical.
Interesting.
And so that's, but you know, getting off that safes real quick. If you go to cars, remember back in the day, your car just had a car key. It was just metal, and it went in and it turned, and that ignition fired the ignition, and away you go. Well, now you've got, because we like our keyless entry, and we like our, you know, walk up and the car knows I'm there, and the, you know, well, but that can fail, right?
And then,
because guess what? The key fob requires batteries. Those those batteries fail. Those key fobs don't like water. Run those through the wash one time.
That's it.
You know, run your 86 Chevy truck keys through the wash, and you just pop them out and go right to the truck again. But you do that in your 2026 Chevy truck, and guess what? You're coming to see me, or you're going to Sandy Sansing to get your keys.
Right.
One or the other. That's right.
Gosh, so, you can think about that.
But yeah, so, you know, but getting back to safes, it's a very similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the one I'm going to unlock today is a failed keypad.
Oh.
And we've switched the batteries. The batteries didn't work. It's just got a failure. So the keypads do fail. Now, that said, I'm not saying, because a lot of people need them. mm-hmm. right? And especially as you get older and you're not as your dexterity goes down
or your memory.
That's you know, right. So
there is a
definite need for them. Mm-hmm. But for me now, combinations are where it's at. I mean, I have a combination lock on mine. What does that tell you?
Yeah, that's interesting. Great question. 850-437-1620. So we've got just a few minutes left. I know we're excited about Argos football. So that's coming up.
Ooh, I want to talk about real quick too. I just thought, and I didn't run this by you, but I'm going to do it anyway. Another shameless plug. Jenny has been working with Rally Gulf Coast.
Yes, of course.
And that's, you know, because that's coming up. And Rally Gulf Coast is a local branch for the Rally Foundation Childhood Cancer Research.
Yes.
And it actually operates inside the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
We are actually, Ace and Locks has got some shirts printed up.
Oh.
And we're going to be supporting Rally.
Awesome.
So we're going to, all the guys, if you see those guys, and we're not going to be wearing our standard red.
Okay.
You're going to be seeing some Rally yellow shirts.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay. So, and then also, because a lot of times, you know, when we come out and we do a call for you and with tax and all, it comes up to like $69.88. We're going to ask you if you want to round up to 70.
And then
Right. So, and then we're going to put that towards Rally. So
good,
we're going to do.
Excellent.
So that's something I wanted to put out there because.
Well, and congratulations.
Cindy Bonner Bear.
Yes.
And she was Cindy Bear Bonner, excuse me.
Yes.
She started it, mm-hmm. and we've been there pretty much the whole time and just watched it grow and grow and grow.
Well, they got a big check from Sandy Sansing.
Yes.
I think it was yesterday for $100,000 after they had their just event this past week.
Again, our community, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is just the best. This is, I mean, we
There's
live.
Nothing like it.
Well, I always say we live where people vacation, but at the
yes.
same time, if everybody that vacationed here knew how great this community was.
Such a generous community.
Oh, my gosh. This is the best place to live.
And shout out to our girl, Jessica Sidereo, who has hosted this show.
Right. Yep.
And she's now working with them, and she was on TV yesterday about the $100,000 check.
That's big.
So Rally Gulf Coast,
huge.
Great organization.
So round up for kids cancer.
Round up
for Rally.
I love it.
Rally. I might have to round up.
I like that. Okay. All right. So we've got that going on. You got the game going on, but you're open 24/7 for
24/7.
Anybody that needs help. Mm-hmm. What's that number that folks need to put in their phone right now?
850-505-7545. Put it in now because trust me, you don't want to look it up later. Oh, I'll go ahead and I'll say this too, because a lot of people say, oh, I could just Google it when it comes time. And we have had this happen, so I'm gonna speak on this. I know I've only got about 90 seconds.
No, you're good. You've got a couple of minutes.
Okay, so we have had a series of, and this is a bummer, but I don't want to end on a bummer. But people that are Googling us
mm-hmm.
are sometimes clicking on the wrong ad underneath.
Oh, right.
And as it is right now, these guys are not very nice, and they'll quote you know. $30 to unlock your car and then get there and charge you $100. And to a degree,
so
they'll
that's
even
not you guys.
And they'll well, but they'll also even say they're us.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's
but,
not good.
But here's how you know it's not us.
Yeah, how do we know the difference?
Well, all my guys are wearing Ace Unlocks logoed shirts.
Okay.
They are pulling up in white and yellow, or white, yellow, and blue, depending on what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But Ace logoed. I mean, it's jumping out.
It's
you
wrapped.
Cannot. Yep. Yeah, it's wrapped.
The cars
Ace
are wrapped
Unlocks.
With your logo.
So these guys that are pulling up in basic vehicles like a Jeep Grand Cherokee with a magnet on the side or nothing on the side,
mm-hmm.
that's not us.
Okay.
That is not us. So don't. Yeah, so that's why I'm saying store the number now, because they, you know, just store it under Ace or store it under Lock or
it's
store it under Locksmith.
It's the first letter of the alphabet.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so store it now because you don't want to have to go there. And you know what? The number's never changed. The
mm-hmm.
number's never changed in 30 years. It's
wow.
the same number. So 850-505-7545.
Okay.
So. Got it in my phone.
It's in my phone, and it has been in my phone for about 30 years.
Yeah. That's right.
Just about.
You know what, though?
What?
I bet if you put it in the phone, you won't need it. You know what I mean? It's like
yes.
when you carry an umbrella when it's raining.
Yes.
Or
that's
when
exactly
in case
right.
it's going to rain and it never rains.
That's exactly right.
So, but hey, you know. That's
Well, it's exciting to have Chris Roney here on the show. He's the founder of Ace Unlocks. His wife, Jenny, also is just an angel. They're both very involved in the community and support so many different organizations. And I said it many times in this show, I love to, because of my chamber background, I love to support, especially our small businesses who are supporting our community
yep.
like you.
Yep.
It really is, what goes around comes around, and
really
we all
does.
Support each other.
I believe that.
Really,
I really
great
do.
Thing.
Yep.
All right, that number one more time.
850-505-7545.
Okay, what's your website?
AceOnLocks.com.
Okay.
And this time we're going to say, go Argos.
Hey! Go Argos.
Yeah! Go Argos.
All right.
You can hear the game right here tomorrow night, 99.1 on Sports Radio.
Thanks, Meg.
All right, this is Meg. This is Pep Talk. We're here Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. Remember today, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and see if you can find the time to love now. Have a great day.